Do you want to know the thing that stands out in my mind the most? Is my dear friend, Rhonda Collier, believed in me so much and loved me so much. She had so much love and belief in me. That's the reason I was there. But what I really remember is she sent me this bouquet of red roses. And I burst into tears. She celebrated me. She celebrated me. And it meant the world to me. So today I just want to celebrate Rhonda Collier. She's been with Isagenics since almost the beginning. And she is so pivotal in my life. She's taught me gratitude. She's taught me love. She's taught me perspective. And so I'm going to start there. And then one by one, star six, keep it pretty brief, please. And I want you to say what Rhonda has taught you and why you're celebrating her today on her birthday. But I'm going to tell you this. Here's mine. Perspective. And I tease her about that. When we're talking, I'll say, okay, perspective. But it really hit home for me. In the past, when I was sad or I misunderstood something or somebody really hurt me, I would tell myself, okay, there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture. It'll play out. There's a bigger picture. Quit worrying about it. And then I kind of forgot that. And then Rhonda, one day I was talking about something that had happened, and she looked me directly in the eyes and said, that's your perspective. And like a ton of bricks, I understood it. I went, oh my gosh, we all have our own perspectives. We all come at something. We think somebody's thinking just like us or doing just like us, and maybe they're not because they're coming at it from their perspective. And if we think about that in our teams and we think about that when we're dealing one-on-one and enrolling somebody and they're getting on their nutrition journey or they're wanting to release weight or they're wanting to do business, we deserve to celebrate them and be soft and gentle and love them and realize you have your own perspective. I have my own perspective and they have theirs. And that is what the queen of freedom, the queen of never giving up, that sexy, happy birthday 50-year-old Rhonda Collier has taught me. Now, does somebody else want to take a turn?
I do. This is Annie Powell from Santa Clarita, and I will always, I'm actually just realized I share my ISA 2-year anniversary with Rhonda Collier and her birthday, and that didn't happen by accident. She was meant to be in my life, and she taught me how to draw the line in the sand and to go for it and to never, ever give up. And I love you, and I am so blessed that you are in my life. Thank you.
Rhonda, this is Laura Hyman. Girl, you've given me family. When I think of you, I think of you opening your home to me and Myron and loving us and welcoming us, and you always make me feel incredible. And what a gift you have of that. Your smile and your love just beams out of you. And I am forever grateful that you're in my life, and I know Myron feels the same way. So we are family, and we are one, and you're stuck with us, and we love you.
Rhonda, it's Jenna G. Rhonda has taught me to never give up. She has taught me that it's okay to feel your feelings, and she has taught me that there is immense power in being vulnerable. I love you.
Hi, Rhonda. This is Melody in Riverside. First, happy and blessed birthday, beautiful lady. And then the thing that you touched my heart with is one day I really, 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 really wanted to quit. And it's all about timing and it's all perfect. And you were on the phone that day and you said to everybody, you said, but I took it for me. You said, before you even think about quitting, you call me. And I've never forgotten that. And so many different times. So I love you.
Have a good time. Hi, this is Kelly from East Bay, San Francisco, and I wanted to say that Rhonda, I am absolutely so thrilled for you. Happy birthday, and that you have taught me to everything that causes me stress and pain, to be grateful for it and to remind myself that I'm focusing on that which I don't want and not that which I do want. So it has meant the world to me because I also have animals that have been really sick. And hearing you fight for your dog and how you've done it has really meant the world to me and focused me. And I hope you have the best birthday ever. Thank you for being you and always bringing the fire.
Hey, Rhonda, it's Gene Pizak from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Happy birthday, girl. You gave me more integrity, knowledge, wisdom, understanding with what you do on the calls here to everybody. I guess that's the grit in you. What I mean by grit, my definition of grit is God reaches in those. And, you know, you reach into that because you put it into more perspective. So I just want to say thank you for allowing me on these calls and never to give up. So thank you.
Hi, Rhonda Collier. It is Barbara Romo. Happy birthday. And thank you for all the blessings and the support and the mentoring that you have given to me and to my family who all just adore you. Happy birthday.
Lenny Evans, I want to share. I know I'm driving to your house later tonight to celebrate, but I just want to say publicly, you know, it is Rhonda May Day. And above all the things that have been said, and they're so beautiful, you have taught me how to love and love everyone and love every, and anytime I think I can't love anymore, I just think about you and you teach me how to love more and more and more. I've never seen anybody love as much as you. I love you.
Hey, Rhonda, it's Danny. Hi, everyone. Danny Elliott here in Florida. I have to echo Lenny's words. Simply put, for me, first of all, happy birthday. Thank you from the very depths of my heart for loving me through times where I had no idea what the hell was going on in my world. And you simply loved me through it, and you supported me through it, and the good and the bad in the middle of the road for all of it. I remember all of it, and I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for you. Happy birthday.
Rhonda, hey, Sam Wakefield here over in Austin. Happy birthday. I just love the fact that I got to meet you at Celebration. That was very, very awesome. And I think one of the biggest things that I've learned from you in the last several months is how to implement and use, as you call it, alchemy, to be able that our thoughts control our outward experience, and our reality is controlled by our thoughts and not the other way around. And that's made such a huge, huge difference for me.
Miss Rhonda Collier, happy birthday, Jeff Beebe.
I just want to tell you how much you've impacted my family's life from the very beginning. And from the day we met you at the bus or whatever that, wherever, I think that's what, where it was. And you've never left it. And you've taught me especially how to open up and being from my heart and learning how to just being open when I was a little bit. I've always been a loving person, but just closed a little bit, not open up, sharing the way I should be. And just, you've just taught us, you've always, every bump that we've ran into, you've hit it with love. And you've always taught us to stay focused on the positive at everything. And you've always taught us in business and being an example, walking the walk of just don't giving up, pick up the phone, do it. And just listening to you at the very beginning of our journey, how you talk to people and how you just love on them and listen to them, it has taught us and me leaps and bounds of it. And I just thank you for that, where we are in our spiritual, loving each other and loving people around us and opening up. So, and we are just so, so thankful you are part of our family. And like everybody says, you'll never get rid of us, no matter what. We love you, girl.
Hi, Rhonda. It's Marlene from Buffalo, New York. I want to say happy birthday. Even though I've never met you in person, I'm here every day. And I just want to tell you that you have developed incredible leaders by your example. And my goodness, it's so easy to get emotional when you talk about Rhonda Collier. Just thank you so very much for everything you do every single day. Happy birthday.
Rhonda, this is Sunny from San Francisco. I want to reach out and say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do, all the service that you've helped us with, especially with the Northern California Board, and also letting me know that this is my year, and you are correct. Thank you so much for your leadership and your friendship and your love.
Wow. You guys, I got to tell you, I know this is Rhonda Collier's birthday, but I feel like I got the gift. It is so amazing to listen to all of what people think about you, Rhonda. It's so amazing to hear what you've taught them. It's so amazing to feel the love, and I feel like I'm getting a birthday gift right now just by listening to all that. I am so excited to celebrate you. I'm sitting on this deck looking at the ocean, and so much of this is possible because of your beliefs, because of you teaching the things that you've taught each and every one of us. I'm drinking my Kona coffee on Maui because you taught me, if I believe it, I can achieve it. You've taught me to never give up. You've taught me there's going to be hard times, and through the hard times, there's going to be better times and more yummy times. I just love you so much. Is there anybody else that wants to say something before we close out with a happy birthday? I don't want to miss anybody. Star 6 if you're wanting to say something. We have time for a couple more.
I would like to hear Rhonda Collier's voice.
Is she not crying?
Oh, you're just bawling my eyes out.
Hey, Rhonda, this is Dr. Dave Noonan, and I'm calling
Dave Noonan!
And I'm so glad that I got on this call, and I feel all the sentiment that's being sent your way. Happy birthday. I love you, and I've had the pleasure of knowing you for several years, and you just show up every day, and you just bring it full blast, and you don't apologize for who you are. You just be who you are, and I love that about you. So I hope you have an amazing day today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You are one rise or die chick.
You too. Yeah, she brings it. Like, she celebrates everything. You guys, celebrate is Rhonda's word. As you go through today and how I opened up this call, think about Rhonda. She celebrates everything.
everything. She celebrates what some would perceive to be negative. She celebrates everything. She celebrates positive. She celebrates love. She celebrates gratitude. She celebrates Bella. She celebrates herself. David Noonan, you are spot on. She shows up in every moment. Oh, my gosh. Rhonda May Collier, Debbie BB, loves you to pieces.
I love you.
She is.
Happy birthday, girl.
She is the big F word right now. The frickin' fantastic 50.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I took in every syllable, and it was just the greatest birthday I've ever had in my whole life because you guys showed up. Thank you. I love you so much. And together, we are changing the world. And you know what? It starts by changing each and every one of our inner worlds. And as you do that work, and as you get the higher perspective, and as you get into gratitude, and as you get into belief in yourself, and as you get into self-love, and as you get into celebrating everything that shows up, knowing that there's a gift in it, no matter what it looks like, together we get to bring that to the world, you guys, and we are doing it. We are doing it. I love you so much. I'm going to unmute the lines. Hold on.
We're going to... Bam, bam. Bam, bam.
Okay,
we're going to do
gonna
this a little bit differently. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, and we're going to scream happy birthday, Rhonda.
And we're going to let Maui
Oh, we're waking Maui up.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Celebrate. Dance to music. Celebrate, dance to the music. Woo!
Love you,
guys. Woo! I love you, Rhonda.
Love you. I love you, Rhonda. Happy birthday.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you
so
much.
Love you.
Mystical birthday, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Many more to come.
My friend. I love you.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Tears of joy.